there is so much noise with inside of our real estate space when it comes to lead generation and specifically around cold calling. There's a lot of marketers out there that want you to believe that cold calling is extinct and that's a thing in the past and it no longer works. Well, there are some truths to what I'm going to share in today's video that allows us to break through a lot of the noise, a lot of the BS, and gets right down to the facts. And so that's what I want to talk about in today's video. So let's jump into this thing. So first and foremost, truth number one, cold calling sucks. It's actually not very fun. It's extremely difficult. It's very boring, monotonous. And that is the reality of cold calling when it comes to outbound lead generation. It requires a lot of discipline, a ton of focus, extreme amounts of patience, and a commitment to developing your sales skills in order to make this lead generation pillar work for you. However, I believe this is a good thing. Why do I say that? Well, it allows you to build what we would call a moat around your business that makes it extremely difficult for other agents to compete with you. Now, think about it. If this strategy requires discipline, focus, and patience. Okay, don't get mad at me. Let's be honest. How many agents have those as a positive character trait? In other words, if you look at the 1.4, 1.5 million real estate agents in the country right now, how many of them have a super high level of discipline? Be honest. How many of them have the ability to have extreme focus, the ability to stick to one thing for a long time without having shiny object syndrome? How many of them have actual patience, enough patience to do something long enough to get the result? The truth is, we're talking about the truth in this video, right? The truth is, not very many have those as a character trait that they can mark on their side. So if you have this as a pillar of your business on how you generate leads and how you acquire listings, this allows you to build a nice moat around your business that becomes very difficult for those that want to compete with you. Well, let's talk about truth number two. Truth number two is that cold calling is still the most effective way to get leads. Well, Brandon, why do you say that? Well, let's just look at the facts. Let's just look at some truths. If you look at my screen right now, we're just removing like all the opinions of things. We're just looking at the facts in this video, okay? So I don't want to speak about, well, I don't like cold calling, so therefore I'm going to advocate for this other thing. Listen, there is a million ways to, well, there isn't really a million ways. There's a bunch of different ways in which you can go out there and get clients. Six different strategies to be specific. And there isn't a right or wrong way to do it per se, but there is a most effective way to generate leads and get clients. When I say effective, let me explain to you exactly what I mean. If we look at the six ways in which you can actually acquire clients as a real estate agent, you have paid inbound, paid outbound, referral partners, your sphere of influence, people that you know, unpaid inbound, and unpaid outbound. Everything that you do would fall into one of these buckets. Now, let's break this down. Why do I say cold calling is still the most effective way to get leads? Okay, I didn't say the most enjoyable. I know most agents would much rather make TikTok videos all day. I get it. I understand. It's not the most enjoyable. We're talking about the effectiveness of it, all right? If you look at the paid inbound approach, if you look at doing geographic farming and investing in mass mailings, if you look at billboards, you look at radio, you look at what it takes to get inbound calls, meaning people are contacting you to come and list their house, the cost of that is extremely expensive. And if we're being honest, how many of the agents right now have the issue of just way too much money in their bank account. They've got money just overflowing. It's just piling out of their bank account that they can go and blow a bunch of money on billboards all across town, do radio ads. Just the reality is, you guys, it's just not that many. So that's a huge issue for that strategy. The other problem with that, if we look at the time commitment, yeah, it's probably the lowest, meaning it has the most leverage. That's the appeal to mass advertising, mass marketing, is you just have to write a check, give it to the marketing company, and let them do their thing. So it's low time commitment. However, if you look at the conversion timelines, it takes 6 to 12 months for you to start to even start to get a return on that investment. And so it takes a long time, and it's probably the most expensive way in which you can go out there and generate leads. Most agents, again, not everybody, but most agents don't have a bunch of money that they can go afford to blow on billboards, radios, send out 20, 30,000 mailers per month. Now, let's look at paid outbound. Again, super, super expensive. When you look at the cost of acquisition per lead or per client, I mean, the profit margin on this strategy is extremely low. We're talking about probably 20% net profit margin when it's all said and done. And so it's extremely expensive to acquire clients through paid outbound. We're talking about purchasing leads through a Zillow, a realtor.com, Bold Leads. We're talking about getting a lead generation platform like a Commissions Inc. or a Boomtown. It's very, very, very expensive. Not only that, but here's the problem with it. It's paid outbound, meaning you're paying money for the lead. And then what is it that you have to go and then do? Pick up the phone and call them. That's the thing you're looking to avoid anyways, right? You still have to call them. They're not calling you. So very expensive. It doesn't get you out of the activity that you're looking to avoid. And then the other piece is, it's still a huge time commitment. So it doesn't save you a lot of time. Conversion timelines, anybody that does paid outbound will tell you it's 6 to 12 months before you start to get your first conversion. And the other big issue, now I know the argument is, well, you can get listings through this. I know, but the vast majority of it, if we're being honest, is buyer lead traffic. So I don't know that many agents that have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to spend. That's why they go on these teams, and the team leader spends thousands and thousands of dollars. They got to spend hours and hours per day calling these leads that aren't calling them, and then wait a year to get paid. I don't know that many agents that can do that. Let's talk about another strategy. Again, it's not that these are better or right or wrong or good or bad. It's just that we're talking about the most effective way. If you look at we're breaking down the 80-20. If you're looking at 80% of the agents, cold calling is still the most effective way for them to get business. I'll talk about that why that is in just a second. Referral partners. Okay, it doesn't cost very much money. It's still a big time commitment. Takes a long time to start making this work. Yes, you can get buyers and sellers from it, but the problem is, for most agents that are kind of just getting started, to go out there and start building relationships with wealth planners or divorce attorneys or probate attorneys. Well, heck, if they're just getting started, they don't have a lot of confidence. They don't have a lot of experience. So it's going to be extremely difficult for them to go and partner with an attorney, position themselves with enough confidence and conviction where that attorney is going to feel comfortable referring his or her clients to them. So that takes a long time. That's a strategy that I like to talk to agents when they're further along in their career. Sphere of influence, okay? Most agents right now, most of their business comes through this channel, but it's not because of what they're doing strategically. They're getting business from people that they know because they're in the right time, the right place at the right time. And the issue with that strategy is that we don't know exactly when somebody we know is going to buy or sell a house. So it's not it's not duplicatable. You can't put a system around it to generate X amount of opportunities, X amount per week, X amount per month. It doesn't work that way because we just don't know when the people that we know or the people that they know are going to be buying or selling a house? We just don't know. It's a huge question mark. That's why I put under conversion timeline, massive question mark. And so for a lot of agents, waiting around or begging their friends and family for business just isn't a great strategy. Now let's talk about unpaid inbound. So what do I mean by that? Unpaid inbound, we're talking specifically about content creation, okay? Starting a YouTube channel, your Instagram, a blog, a podcast, something where you're creating content, building an audience who consumes that content, and then eventually people with inside that audience reach out to you to buy or sell a house. That's what we're talking about. Now, that is a massive time commitment, and anybody who does it, all the agents that have massive YouTube channels that are generating a lot of business through YouTube, they'll tell you it was a year before they got their first deal. And it takes about a year for that to really come into fruition. And a lot of that business is buyer relocation business. So if we're just being honest, what type of business do you actually want? You probably want listings, right? Well, when you look at unpaid outbound, you look at the cost of acquisition being the lowest. Time commitment for sure is probably the highest. So if you don't have a lot of money, but you have a lot of time, that's 80% of the agents. And if you put that time into unpaid outbound, cold outreach, look at the conversion timeline. It's immediate. You could go out there right now and pick up the phone, call an expired listing, and get a listing today. A one-day turnaround time. Not any other lead strategy can you do that. So when I say most effective, that is what I'm talking about. And oh, by the way, what type of lead type are we talking about? Listings. Seller listings. I'm not talking about if you like this or not. I'm talking about effectiveness. For those of you that don't have a lot of money, you're struggling right now, this is still the best, most effective, efficient way to go out there and generate money for yourself as fast as possible. You can go get business today, right now, where you can't do that with any other strategy. That's why I say it's most effective. Now, let's keep going. So truth, let's stay on this truth number two. These are what you're seeing on screen right now are real results from agents that I coach right now. And we're looking at their numbers for the last 12 months. Okay. So what are we actually looking at? Well, the agents that I coached spent just under 30,000 hours last year making outbound phone calls. All right. Now, as a result of that, they had 181,000 conversations. And from there, they generated 14,842 seller leads, of which they set 3,700 listing appointments. They went on 2,300. They signed 1,200. They put 656 under contract, and they closed 600 listings. Now, what does this actually mean? Well, this means that with cold outreach, for every 1 hour of your time, you're going to talk to six of your ideal clients. These are homeowners in the areas in which you want listings. So for every 1 hour that you spend doing this activity, you can have six conversations on average. Now, my first question to you, or anybody for that matter that challenges this, what other lead pillar? You tell me that within the next 60 minutes, you could get me on a phone call with my ideal client, six of them in the next 60 minutes. Tell me. I'll put it in the comments. Tell me. For those of you that challenge that cold calling is dead or cold calling is not effective or there's not it isn't not the most effective way to get leads, you tell me in the next 60 minutes. I'm not talking about a ramp up period for 12 and a half months of lead buy. From start to finish, 60 minutes, go. When I say go, put me on the phone with six of my ideal clients with any other lead pillar. You cannot do it. That's why we still focus on this pillar. Now, furthermore, contacts to lead. It takes 10 conversations to generate one solid listing lead. What do I mean? Let me give you context. What is a solid listing lead, you ask? This is somebody who, A, has clear motivation to sell their home. They've got a specific reason on why they want to sell. They do not have a real estate agent that they are obligated to do business with. They have agreed to set up time to meet with you in person, face to face, and interview you to list their house. That's number two. Number three, they give you specific timelines around when they would want to meet with you to talk about listing their house. They invite you to have a further conversation, and they give you a valid email address. That is what we mean by a lead. So we can generate one lead for every 10 conversations we have through direct cold calling or through direct cold outreach. Now, when we look at how many leads do we have in our pipeline to set one listing appointment, we need 5 based on the data. These are facts. These are not my opinion. This is from 6,000 agents that I have coached, and we have obviously some agents that convert a lot higher. These are just averages. Appointment set to appointment met. For every 2 appointments you set, you'll go on one high quality listing appointment. Well, how many listing appointments do I need to go on to take one listing? On average, right? If we go back, we could see on average from listing appointment met to listing signed, 53% on average. So you need about 2 of those. And how many listings do you need to take in order to get a listing? About 2. You take 2 listings, 1 is virtually guaranteed to make it to the closing table. These are real results that have been tracked for years. This is not my opinion. So let me put this into practical application for you. If we look at the agent, okay, and we say, okay, the 80% of the agents out there that are fighting to make 6 figures or $100,000 or more, here's what that blueprint would look like. This is with an average commission of $7,500. They would have to have 13 listings. They would need 26 listing appointments because it's a 50% conversion. We just talked about that. They would need 52 listing appointments. They need to set 104 listing appointments in order to make that happen, right? That's a 50% conversion as well. They would need about 520 leads that they would generate through cold calling to make that happen. It's a 20% conversion, and they would have to have 5,200 conversations in order to make all of that happen. Now, you're saying, man, that is a lot. That's crazy. Well, let me put that into context. If we divide that by 240 working days, which is a full-time schedule for a full-time agent, that's about 21 conversations per day. 21 conversations is typically what we see, right around 20 per day. Consistently, we're not talking about once in a while, but 20 a day consistently throughout 12 months will get that agent to $100,000 in income. So then when we look at the cost per lead, it's about $6. Well, what do I mean by cost per lead? Well, the only real cost you need to make this strategy work is some type of prospecting platform like a Vulcan 7, which is what we recommend. And there's a link to them in our description where they provide you all of your data. They provide you your dialer. They provide you a way to organize all of your contacts and the leads you generate. That's all you really need. So if that's going to be, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 for the entire year, and as a result, you're able to generate 520 leads, your cost per lead on average is about $6. So you look at the cost of acquisition here versus any other model, it's astronomically lower. That's why I say it's more effective. This is much more effective than any other strategy. So here's my 30-day challenge. Going right back to the person who says, yeah, that's old school. There's all these new ways to do it. I agree. I do a lot of them. I do unpaid inbound. I do all of those approaches. But direct cold outreach is still the most effective. Now, here's my 30-day challenge. Is in the next 30 days, if you were to commit to cold calling or direct cold outreach, and you spend 90 hours of your time in the next 30 days, this is what you would get, virtually guaranteed, because we have tracked this for so long. We've averaged this for so long. You would speak to 540 homeowners that are direct, the ideal client avatar that you would want. Of which you would generate 54 seller listing leads. You'd most likely set 10 appointments. You'd most likely go on half of those, and you most likely walk away with two listings in the next 30 days. Here is my challenge. My challenge is, show me another strategy that within the same time period, 30 days of any other strategy out there, unpaid inbound, sphere of influence, referral partners, paid outbound, paid inbound, any other strategy within 30 days, no ramp up period. I'm talking about start, stop, 30 days. You could get me to the point where I could take a couple of listings within that first 30 days. I just haven't seen it. And so this is why I still continue to focus on this skill set and teaching and training agents and coaching agents through the first pillar that I believe they should have in their business, which is this direct outbound, unpaid direct outbound prospecting as their first pillar in their business to master. And then once they've got that going and they have consistent cash flow in their business, then we can look at some more leveraged lead generation opportunities once they have this in place, where they're making six figures or a multiple six figures per year on a consistent basis, and they have a highly profitable business. Then we can look at more leverage.